Hi, this is Sherry Dumbrell from Essential Spending Planner. Today's podcast is Four Simple Hacks to Keep You and Your Spouse on Budget by Hannah True. In our last post, we discussed the best strategy to convince your spouse to budget. But that's only half the battle. Once you've finally established a realistic budget, how do you make sure that you and your spouse stay on the same page? Nick and I identified four tactics that keep us acting like a team when it comes to our money and marriage. Number one, get rid of the spender versus saver label. It's the norm to label yourself as a spender or a saver, but I think we're all a mix of both. You may like spending differently than your spouse, but I think we would all be lying if we said that we don't like spending on anything. Saving is the same way. Maybe saving comes naturally to you, but not so much for your spouse. But there's something that will motivate everyone to save. For you, it just may be seeing your net worth grow. For your spouse, maybe it's growth in your Caribbean vacation fund. And I'm in that boat. If you and your spouse establish your why together and set a realistic budget to work towards your goals, then spending versus saver labels should fall away by the wayside. Ultimately, it comes down to what Carol Dweck identified in a fixed versus growth mindset. In a fixed mindset, you believe that you have fixed traits and abilities with limited control over your own improvement accomplishments in life. You're either a winner or a loser, a spender or a saver. But in the growth mindset, you're in control. Want to get better at saving money? In the growth mindset, it's well within your control to learn about finances and improve your own situation. Labeling yourself as a spender or a saver plays into the fixed mindset. It tricks you into thinking your success in money is predetermined. I'm sure there are people who could debate over mindsets and labels all day long, but it comes down to this. It does not benefit you to label yourself as a spender or a saver. It is much better to track your money and look back on the past month and think, wow, I've been spending more than I should, and I'm not happy with my savings, but I can change that. I'm going to take control of my finances so that I'm happy with where my money goes every month. You may be thinking, okay, I shouldn't use the spender label, but I'm a saver, and that's a good thing, so I'll still use that one. But that takes away the effort of you putting into being wise with your money. Instead of labeling yourself a saver, look back at what you saved last month and think, wow, I worked really hard to be mindful about what I did with my money, and it paid off. I want to keep my spouse and help my spouse get on the same page so he and she or she can feel how rewarding it is to work and reach our money goals for the month. Labels will get you nowhere. But Carol's growth mindset will get you just about anywhere you want to go. Number two, find a tool to keep you on the same page. Now, we as spending planners, we have provided you that tool, which is a spending plan. And so as you and your spouse are unified and work on your spending plan and do your weekly reports and keep that up to date, then you have the best tool, I believe, that's available for you to get your money to do the best thing for you and to know how you can make changes if you need to. And so you have found the right tool, but yes, you have to take the time every week or every fortnight when you get paid to look at your plan, do your transactions due, and compare how you're going with your actual bank accounts. Number three, celebrate milestones. I come from a family of diehard Alabama fans, and if you know anything about college football, you've probably heard the name Bear Bryant, a man whose wisdom stretches far beyond the realm of football. Years ago, my dad printed a copy of a letter the Bear sent to a football recruit and highlighted this quote. "There are no easy ways, but there are ways to enjoy the journey. We must find them." This quote applies to football, marriage, personal finance, and life in general. There are no easy ways, but you can still enjoy the journey. So how do you figure out your finances while enjoying the journey? Identify your long-term financial goals and celebrate your small successes on the way to achieving them. Maybe you're trying to save $20,000 for a down payment, and you were able to save an extra $500 this month because you spent less on groceries and decreased your fun money budget. Celebrate by treating you and your spouse to a coffee shop date. Talk about what a great month you had and write down the things that made it such a success. Then write down ways to make next month even better. Celebrating small wins keeps you motivated and on the same page with your finances and long-term goals. Number four, talk regularly. Maybe you and your spouse naturally talk all the time, or maybe life is so hectic it's hard for you to get past the "how was your day" small talk. Either way, you should schedule a time where you and your spouse should spend quality time about your finances one-on-one. Ideally, Nick and I like to sit down at least every other week to have a focused conversation about our finances. Sometimes we even treat ourselves to the Waffle House or dessert out to make budget talk that much more fun. Sometimes all we need is a little extra encouragement to tackle a finance discussion. It's a journey. Failures don't define you. Establishing and sticking to your budget will be hard, but there will be days when you want to throw in the towel, and there will be months where disaster strikes and you can't even see your budget in the rearview mirror. When that happens, remember another piece of advice from Bear Bryant's letter. Win with humility and take losing with dignity while planning to come back. A great team wins and loses as well. They learn from their successes and failures, and that's exactly what you and your spouse should aim to do. Marriage makes you and your spouse a team, but it's up to you whether your team's journeys of greatness to greatness or mediocrity. And then she ends with, choose financial freedom.